This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. We're recalling some of our favorite pieces that the late food critic Jonathan Gold wrote. I'm talking to Laura Gabbert, filmmaker behind City of Gold, about her favorite piece. I think for most people who have watched City of Gold, the scene that is most gutting, and I know that no matter how many times I watch it, I cry every time, is the scene in which he reads a piece he wrote after the 92 riots about how he felt about his neighborhood and his neighbors. Tell me how that came about.
It was Lori Ochoa who became a collaborator in making this film in many ways. We had filmed Jonathan at Skylight Books in Los Feliz a number of times during different readings. Lori called me or emailed me and said, is there anything you'd like Jonathan to read? I suggested something that wasn't food specific, something that was more cultural or historical or something about the city. And I had read a different piece that he had written about the 92 riots. So I mentioned this piece to her and she suggested it to Jonathan. And then it turned out he read a different piece that was actually even better, I thought. It's called A Neighborhood Just West of Downtown, so it was before people really called Koreatown Koreatown.
In this neighborhood, most of us are just passing through. Transients on our way to more permanent homes in Long Beach or Huntington Park. We are all citizens of the world. We are all strangers together. But to my Korean landlords, this neighborhood is home. I have been awakened before dawn by the rhythmic thud of their pounding garlic into paste on the back porch. I have stumbled out the door with an armful of wet laundry, only to find all of the clotheslines taken up by drying fish. I have also come home from work to find the back stairs spread with leaves of cabbage, curing in the hot sun. Even when their son was shot a half mile south of here, there was no questioning of their sense of place. The landlords keep to themselves, and so do I. I often wish that they would invite me over for dinner.
And he had lived there for a long time, and it was just this incredible essay on the rhythm of living there before the riots and during the riots and after the riots.
And regret.
Yeah, deep regret. In the piece, you see how closely he's observed everything. He's not trying to live somewhere else. He's going to the restaurants in his neighborhood. He's not getting to know his neighbors because he can't and he wishes he had. There's an appreciation and just a curiosity about it, I think. Again, the way he sort of lists the things he sees as he's walking out his door and the sounds that are coming from, different cultures all around him. I think most people don't live in their neighborhoods and actually take all of that in the way that he did.
I wonder if he had any inkling at that time about how much time he would be spending in Koreatown and how much of an ambassador he would become.
That's really interesting. Probably not, because there was a period of time there where I feel like he wrote about that wrote about Koreatown 90% of the time.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Yeah.
That's filmmaker Laura Gabbert. We've been talking about the late Jonathan Gold's 1992 piece about the LA riots. You can join us in remembering Jonathan Gold's words. Just text the words good food to 69866 to get these reflections as they're released.